Hey, Advisor Nation, before we dive in, make sure that you follow and subscribe and tap that bell or tap that button that says follow so you never miss an episode. If today helps you, share it with one person who needs a reset in their life. Let's go now. Now, first of all, I'd like to give a huge thank you to today's sponsor, Dr. Bradley Nelson, a New York Times best-selling author for the Emotional Code and the Body Code. Dr. Nelson's work has helped millions explore emotional healing with clarity and structure, and we're honored to have his support on the show. Now, today I'm really excited, like big time excited, because we have Dr. Joe from Live Longer Labs, a team exploring cutting-edge longevity science and advanced antioxidants. We unpack what's real, and they also have, what's the hype, where carbon 60 fits into a smart, evidence-minded wellness strategy. And so Dr. Joe is going to answer all those questions, and he's going to share with you some things about toxicology and some things about living life and our environment that are going to just blow you away. So Dr. Joe, hello to our, hello, and tell us a little about yourself and what you do.
Sure, Stacey. First of all, thanks for having me. Thanks for allowing me to come on your show and hopefully share some wisdom with your audience. And as always, if we hit a high level subject that people have a lot of questions about and they didn't think that I sucked on this episode, I'm happy to come back and take a deeper dive on anything that we actually hit on, because usually we hit all kinds of areas that strike a lot of interest with audiences. So
Yes.
again, my name is Joe Nieuwsma. I have a PhD in toxicology. I've been in toxicology for 37 years. I've been in the pharmaceutical industry for 27 years. And I really hold a radical kind of point of view, having been in pharmaceutics for so long, in that I don't think drugs are always the first answer. There's a lot of things you can do that start from that special place, the 6 inches between your ears, that really you can do to help yourself in health and wellness. So in the pharmaceutical side, I've always been in employee safety and patient safety and just human exposure to drugs and chemicals and microbials and other toxins. So over the next several minutes, we're gonna just have the toxicologists' opinions on living in a toxic, or just a soup of toxic exposure in this world.
Yeah, like we had mentioned, the world is changing and people don't, now, people have awareness and people, there are a lot of people who are concerned. But, we, in COVID, we had, the best environment that we've had in a very long time. As much as we complained about COVID and everything, all the horrible things that happened, our ozone layer closed up. Our air quality got better, our water quality got better. Everything improved environmentally. And I feel like a lot of times people don't really, understand, how we are destroying the environment by a lot of the things that we do. Now, what's your intake on that?
There's certainly some influences that the human race has on where we live. And by not going anywhere, limiting our travel, even on a limited scale, but I mean, COVID was a massive scale of limiting where we were going and what we were doing. And we saw that almost immediately, Mother Earth begins to heal itself. And you could almost say that when the human race gave Earth a rest, Earth began to heal. The human body is actually the same way, Stacy, because no healing happens if you're not asleep. The human has to sleep in order to heal. And the body knows what's wrong with it if the people give it the right building blocks and the right nutrition, the right food, the right pieces. The body knows very well how to use those pieces and heal itself and create a more healthy existence.
What are some of the things that you see in our environment that we could probably change to help ourselves? Like when it comes to air quality or water quality,
No,
even if
there's
we're
stuff in everything. I mean,
yeah.
it's we live in a soup of toxic exposure, and really the toxicologist mantra is the dose makes the poison. You've probably heard of that one, which
Yeah.
means that some things that are exquisitely toxic, if you're exposed to them in low enough concentrations, they won't be toxic, and some things that are fairly innocuous, if you're exposed to it in very high concentrations, can be very toxic. And the examples I use for that is cyanide. Cyanide is a respiratory toxicant that it kills people by blocking their breathing ability, but it's used very safely in the gold mining industry for getting gold ore out of the ore from the mining process. And the other side of that is water. Water is the universal solvent you needed for life. You only go about 3, 4 days without water before bad things start happening. And water can also be very toxic. The drug of abuse, ecstasy, the toxic mechanism in some people when they overdose on this drug is to get extremely thirsty. And they keep drinking and drinking and drinking to the point of diluting the cell-to-cell communications. They dilute their electrolytes and their cells can't talk to each other. They essentially drowned internally as a result of overdosing on this drug of abuse. So that means water is quite toxic because it's there in such a concentration that you're not used to. So, with the toxicologist mantra of the dose makes the poison, the flip side of that is everything in moderation and you should be okay. So, there's stuff in our air, there's stuff in our water, there's stuff in our food, there's stuff in our environment, and there's all kinds of stuff where we live every day, where we exist, and our personal choices absolutely affect that. You have the it's the whole concept of voluntary risk versus involuntary risk. Voluntary risk is when someone chooses to smoke or drink, or eat too much, or not exercise. And involuntary risk is where you have a job that has some risky activities that someone tells you to go do, and that's the difference in that concept, but the endpoint's the same. It's walking around a pond a different way. And the fact of the matter is, if you're exposed to 10 things every day that can hurt you, and you have an opportunity to decrease or eliminate one of them, two of them, or three of them, are you going to be better off? And the answer is yes. So, what I tell people is, if you're only going to do one thing, you try to clean up your water, because everybody needs water. It's one of the most important things in the world. And tap water is just enough not to make you sick. Treatment plants kill the pathogens. They kill the bacteria, they try to kill the viruses, and they try to kill the mold and the spores and everything else. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It's based on the health of your distribution system. But I mean, if you're drinking tap water, the one thing you should do is try to run it through a filter. The very minimum, run it through a charcoal filter in your fridge. But what I tell people is, if finances are a problem, find a way to acquire a zero water filter. You can get it from Amazon, you can get it from Target, you can get it from Walmart. It's a five-stage filter, and it takes out all, well, not all, most of the nasties found in tap water. It gets all the fluoride, it gets all the chlorine, it gets all the heavy metals, it gets all of the total dissolved solids, and the zero water filter sends you a total dissolved solid meter along with the filter. And you're supposed to test that water, because based on your source water, the filter can last several weeks or maybe a month or so. I buy those filters on an auto ship. We get them by the case, so I don't even know how much they are. But I have an urn in my fridge, and I have an urn on my counter. So I have room temperature water, I have cold water. And when you do that, you realize what water's supposed to taste like, and you drink more water. And when you drink more water, you hydrate your body. Probably close to most of the population, I'd say greater than 90% of the population, is chronically dehydrated. And that runs into all kinds of health problems. So, as you drink more water because you got this water filter, you're going to get after other things that hurt, like stopping some of the sugared beverages that you drink. You get off the Coke, you get off the Red Bull, you get off the coffee with a pile of cream and sugar in it, because sugar is just as addicting as some of these, methamphetamine and other various drugs of abuse. And it is absolutely the most difficult thing in the world to try to move yourself off of these bad habits. But water, if you change and get better water on board and more water on board, can seriously increase the quality of someone's life easily, I think.
Oh, I agree with you. And it's funny because like my parents live in a town where they would send them a letter every year and tell them not to drink the water. But then you're taking showers and that water is going through your pores and going into your body. So it's kind of similar in a sense because you're still getting that water. And then they would encourage them to buy bottled water. And then bottled water is just as dangerous because the plastics go into the water, so
And
it's.
the plastics go into the environment. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. As smart as humans are, we're some of the dumbest animals on the planet. So humans are actually the only animal on the face of the earth that would intentionally do something to hurt themselves. Think about
Yeah.
that. Everybody wants a better life. Everybody wants a healthier life. And if you believe in the biblical things, that says that the human body is designed to live about 130, 135 years. The only thing that stops that is environmental choices. Now,
Yes.
there is a study that was done in 2012 out of a group out of Paris. The guy's name was Batty, Baati. And it shortly followed Buckminster Fuller's discovery of the C60 fullerene. And that's 60 carbon molecules that form into a ball. So they called it a fullerene. And this group in Paris said, well, we're going to put this to rest. We're going to put this C60 stuff into rats, really quickly find a toxic dose and see how quickly we can kill these rats. Kind of a crude design study. But they did this study in 2012. And they put the C60 in olive oil, and they did an olive oil control, and then they did the C60 where they exposed it to the rats every day for about a month, and then every week for about another month, and then every month for a couple more months. Rats typically live 24 to 36 months, so 2 to 3 years. 3 years is a long living rat. At 2 years, all the control rats were dead. At 3 years, all the olive oil control rats were dead. And at 4 years, not a single C60 rat was dead. They were all still alive. And they hadn't even gotten C60 every single day. They got C60 every single day for a couple months, but then it was weekly, then it was monthly. And this group in Paris got sick of taking care of this colony of rats and terminated the study early.
Oh,
So
really?
at that point, if it was a one-to-one translation, the lifespan of the rats was increased 95%. So that would mean that humans could live 135 years. Imagine that. Similar numbers. So this was just a landmark study when it came out in 2012. And the founder of Live Longer Labs, Max Champe, his mother was beginning to get beginning stages of dementia. And he was looking for something to help his mom. And he came across carbon 60 and came across the fact that it increased longevity. And the reason for this is because it's the planet's best antioxidant. And I'm talking 170 sometimes better than vitamin C. And vitamin
Really?
C is fantastic as an antioxidant. So carbon 60 really is the next level. And he gave himself a bunch of this carbon 60 in olive oil to make sure it didn't kill him, good son. And then when it didn't, he formulated some up and gave it to his mom. And she got full mental capacities back and lived another 8 years. Max actually told me that my mom got so much better and recuperated so much of her health and mentality and vitality that she started to irritate me again. So that's the basis. And Max is, he's got this product that he made for his mom. So this product was made out of love. And there was a problem that he specifically solved. And his inner circle, he lives in the mountains of Colorado. So there was a half a dozen people that saw what he had. And they wouldn't let him let it go now that his mom had recovered and lived another functional 8 years before she died of other stuff. So, but they did a telomere test, this group of six of his little inside circle friends. And you got to understand, I do a lot of toxicological evaluation for Max and Live Longer Labs, but he never tells me what he's doing. He just sends me this compound. Says, tell me about this, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And then later on, I find out what he's doing with it. He did that with carbon 60, and he did that with black seed oil, and he did that with a number of other things. And so I just tell him the good, the bad, and the ugly so that he has an independent assessment of stuff. But these guys that did this telomere test, and you can do this, they're commercially available. You can look it up online. You send off a sample to a lab that measures the length of your telomeres. And if you don't know what that means, it's just the fancy science way of reading the health of your cells. The longer telomeres means your cells are healthy and they can reproduce and divide into more cells to be physiologically healthy. And as those telomere lengths shorten, that means the cells are becoming senescent and they lose their functionality and they become a burden on the body. They steal resources, but they don't add to the physiological health of the human.
Right.
So longer telomeres are better. And so they did this test and then they took C60 for 2 or 3 months. I think it was like 2 months, but I don't remember. But 2 months. And then they redid the telomere test. And across the board, the six people, the telomere company called Max and said, there's something wrong with the test. I don't believe the results. All across the board, we're going to send you a new test. So they
Right.
sent the six new tests, and it came back that every single one of these folks had gained at least 15 years of chronological age and better cellular health from using carbon 60 once a day. So
Wow.
the fact of the matter is, the antioxidant activity of the C60 created such an environment that their bodies were able to heal. So it's this antioxidant activity getting in front of that chronic inflammation and oxidative stress can slow, minimize, or eliminate lots of detrimental processes that contribute to the diseases of the aged.
Wow.
And I mean, they've set up a website at livelongerlabs.com that just lists all kinds of different conditions with links where you can click and see actual research articles on how C60 aids those conditions. And
Yeah.
it's really a phenomenal setup because someone can say, well, I want to learn about diabetes. I want to learn about just anything like high blood pressure. I want to learn about atherosclerosis. I want to learn about leaky gut syndrome. And you can go and you can learn about these things and how the evidence has shown that C60 can actually provide some assistance in that. And it's one of those situations where it's a product that you take it for a while and you're thinking, ah, this isn't doing anything. And then you stop taking it. And then
Yeah.
all that stuff creeps back in on you. And it's like, oh, I guess that was doing something. You know,
Right.
I like to talk about my mom and my sister. You know, my mom's 85 years old and she's had two knee replacements. And she had her first knee replacement before she was taking C60. She had her second knee replacement after she was taking C60. And she describes the second knee replacement as less painful, less swelling, less inflammation. Physical therapy was much easier and recovery time was shorter.
Right.
And now she's happy as a clam. You know, she just did all kinds of walking on an Alaskan cruise last week at 85 years old and really didn't slow her down at all. So that's fantastic. My sister, she is, let's see, I'm 57, so my sister is 56. And when she got out of college, she was working with whooping cranes at a wildlife reserve in Maryland. And she contracted Lyme's disease. Yes, your expression says the world about Lyme's disease. It's very tough to treat. It's very tough to get rid of. It goes dormant for a while and then it smacks you down at the worst possible times and makes your life hell. Well, my sister also got COVID a couple different times and could be classified as a long COVID person. And she probably had a couple adverse reactions to her vaccines. So this is what she's up against. And her life had become very debilitated, dependent on pain pills. And some days she couldn't get out of bed. Some days she had to crawl across the floor to go to, the restroom. And finally, she decided to listen to her older brother, who, doesn't know anything about anything, and try my recommendations. And I put her on an oxidative therapy, and I put her on an antioxidative therapy. Put her on an oxidative therapy to kill the toxins that were there from the Lyme's disease. My favorite is chlorine dioxide. Somebody wants to know about that, send me an email from superiortoxicology.com. I'm happy to talk about it with you. And the antioxidant was carbon 60. And you can't take them at the same time because they fight. But you separate these things by an interval, at least a half hour, an hour is better, 2 hours, great. Opposite ends of the day, perfect. And it took 3 weeks to get my sister decreased in her level of toxicity enough where she, for the first time in decades, didn't take any pain meds. And I've talked to her. It's been a month since she told me that. And in the last month, she's only used her pain meds one day. How cool is that?
That's a very cool.
And what does C60 do for me? I'm a big dude, I'm 57 years old. You wake up, you look in the mirror and say, "Wow, how did I get this fat?" Well, it doesn't happen overnight. And you got to take strategies to get back to where you want to be. There's nothing on the face of this earth that's going to create a body that's back in your 20s at your fighting weight. It's all based on putting less in this hole and moving what you've acquired. And you got to do that, and you got to keep doing that, and you fall off the wagon, you get back on the wagon the next day. If you got to take step one over and over and over, that's what you do. But what does C60 do for me? First and foremost, it gives me more energy. And I feel that I don't need as much sleep, or my sleep quality goes up. Because remember, all healing and repair happens when you're sleeping. So, and the other thing, one of the perfect things that I see is, how sometimes when you blink your eyes, you see the little floaties, the fibers and your field of vision? Those are gone. Within the first couple doses, those are gone for me. And all of the eye conditions, they have a basis in oxidative stress. And another just wonderful success story is a friend of mine. She's a retired OBGYN doc. So her name is Dr. Loretta Ivory, and she's happy to talk with people about this. Her doctors have before and after pictures. She was getting macular degeneration. And that's where your field of vision is just eroded away. So until you're blind, and there is or there was no cure for this. And Dr. Ivory, Loretta, said, "I'm not going to tolerate this. I know it's oxidative stress related." So what she did is every Sunday, she took a month's worth of C60 and olive oil. It's a little bottle, it's a little oil. She drank that every Sunday. And so she not only stopped the progression of her macular degeneration, she reversed it. And she's got the pictures to prove it. And to this day, she still has perfect full vision. So she took her medical training and she said, "I'm not going to accept the fact that you think there's no cure." She thought out of the box. She used a tool that just stops inflammation. Most people don't realize the destructive power of inflammation. Oxidative stress and chronic inflammation lead to all kinds of diseases, all of the aches and pains. I can get up at 57 years old without the noise of my knees creaking and my hips hurting and my ankles hurting. And, I can walk my dog a couple times a day. I can get in the pool and swim a mile before even taking a deep breath. And I'm still a big guy, but I go scuba diving, and I lead an active lifestyle. And I'm not even the best story on that. Max, the founder of Live Longer Labs, is 70 years old. And he runs full court basketball at lunch multiple times a week against 20 somethings, and he wins. And he's gotten rid of all of his gray hair. He's gotten rid of all of his fine lines and wrinkles. People look at him and think he's between 40 and 50 years old, and he's 70. And it's all about the anti-inflammation. And there's lots of options that Live Longer Labs has put together. There's three oils. They're in olive oil, avocado oil, and coconut oil. And it's just based on taste. And then there's
Yeah.
gel capsules in black seed oil and black seed oil with curcumin. And black seed oil is another one of those things. He said, tell me about this product, Nigella sativa. And I
Yeah.
came back and said, this product is fabulous. It's a
Yeah.
great natural product. It's got all kinds of properties on its own. If you get online and Google black seed oil, in half a second, you get 50,000 hits on all the benefits of it. So
Right.
using that, he put it in a gel cap because apparently black seed oil tastes really bad. And I've never tasted it. But, I talked to somebody once that said, oh, no, I love it. And so I'm saying, oh, you're telling me I should bite into one of these gel caps and test it for myself? Still haven't done that. But with these products, you have lots of choices. And this is what the C60 black seed oil looks like. Comes in a bottle with 150. It's designed for a month, supposed to take 5 a month. And if you get your body saturated, because once in a while, it happens to me, and I told my sister this, and she came back and said, what'd you tell me about that little burping thing? You burp up. You ever remember in elementary school where you took the pencil shaper sharpener apart and you sniffed the pencil shavings and you know that smell? You burp up and you either smell or taste pencil shavings. And that's when you know you're getting saturated with carbon 60 and you can try to decrease your dose a little bit. That happens when you're getting ahead of all of the low-hanging fruit of, getting a little less toxic in your body. So there are telltale signs where you can say, hey, I'm doing some good things. And
Love that. Now.
it's a product that's designed out of love. There's tests you can do to see what the good things it does for you. And I gave it to my neighbor. He's probably 40 years old, and his kid is 9 and is in hockey. So, he's a little bit overweight. But he's coaching this hockey team with his kid, and he told me the other day when we were out salmon fishing on Lake Michigan, he says, Joe, that stuff you gave me, I don't really know what it's all about, but I feel better when I'm on the ice. My knees and ankles don't hurt. When I bend over, I can get my skates tied so much easier and better. Whatever it is, I like it. Because I just gave it to him. I said, here, try this. And
Yeah.
I take that as a very positive report. So, and there's on the website, there's all kinds of testimonials. Everybody just writes in this what this product has done for them. And it's all the same thing. It's all the same thing, Stacey. The common denominator is oxidative stress and inflammation. And
Yeah.
living in our toxic environment, everything creates chronic inflammation. The stuff that
Yeah.
we breathe in the air that's not supposed to be there, chronic inflammation. The
Yes.
food, the processed food that has the chemicals in it creates inflammation. The
Yes.
stuff in our water that's not good for us creates inflammation. The pharmaceutical products that we use create inflammation. And
Yes.
I mean, even 5G phone towers, they resonate at such an energy level that some people are affected and it creates inflammation. Some
Yeah.
people are affected exquisitely and it's debilitating for them, which is why
Yeah.
you see what you see about 5G radiation. It's like standing in front of a microwave, they say. And it's
Right.
just the fact of the matter is every person is genetically unique, with the
Yes.
exception of identical twins. And I always
Oh,
have to say that because I'm married to one.
I.
And she's much smarter than I am, I got to tell you that. But the fact of the matter is, the way people react to any exposure, and I've been doing this 37 years, I deal with human exposure to things that they're not supposed to be exposed to, whether it's
Right.
drugs, whether it's environmental chemicals, whether it's alcohol, whether it's marijuana, whether it's other drugs of abuse, doesn't matter. It's human exposure to something that's not supposed to be there. More
Right.
times than not, the common denominator in the mechanism is inflammation.
Yes, that
So
is.
the one thing from this podcast that I would tell people is find a way to get in front of your inflammation. You can do it with carbon 60 very, very easily because it's a chemical reaction.
Right.
Carbon 60 picks up hydrogens from the local environment, wherever it is in your body, and it squelches those oxygen radicals. And the oxygen radicals are going to be there. You can't avoid it. That's one design flaw of the human body, a side effect of breathing and creating energy in the mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of the cell, that little organelle, is that oxygen radicals are kicked out from that reaction. So if you can find a way to eliminate those oxygen radicals before they act like darts and poke holes in everything around them in the local environment, then you're going to be better off. And the human body is made of billions of cells. But if we simplify it down to one cell, let's say we are one cell, our cell would have a bucket of defense mechanisms. The poster child of that is glutathione. Everybody's heard of glutathione. And as long as there's something in that bucket, when we're exposed to something that can hurt us, and we are every single day, time after time after time, we're going to be fine. But if that bucket gets empty, then those toxins can hit cellular macromolecules, enzymes, receptors, cell membranes, DNA, RNA. And when that happens enough, bad things happen. Because when cellular health gets compromised, that compromises tissue health. And tissue health compromises organ health. And organ health compromises lives. So, how do we keep that bucket of defenses stocked? There's four things you can do. Eat well, stay hydrated, get enough exercise and activity, and rest. Amazingly, those are simple and none of them cost any extra money. If you can get by on that, then your toxic environment is not creating a problem for you. If you still feel run down, you still feel brain fog. You still feel, oh my God, I got to get out of bed and I haven't had enough rest. And you still feel the drag of daily life. Your toxic environment is overwhelming those four things, and you need to do something to help yourself. That could be as easy as taking N-acetylcysteine. N-acetylcysteine is the absorbable form of glutathione. Or find a liposomal glutathione product. There's a good one that's made by a company called Quiksilver Scientific. It was a client of mine. I wrote a lot of SDSs for them, safety data sheets for their products. And or boost your level of vitamin C. Make sure you have a couple oranges or lemons. Drink that lemon in your water because that increases your vitamin C naturally. Or you can use something like the granddaddy of them all, the product I showed you, Carbon 60. And it's just a matter of getting in front of the inflammation because everything is trying to charge up that inflammation. And when you get that inflammation going, that's when you see the signs of aging, the fine lines and wrinkles, the gray hair, the senior moments with, oh my gosh, I can't remember why I went into this room, and just stuff like that. And that doesn't have to happen. You can be in control of how you get older. And you can really push back the wolf at the door of all the diseases of the aging. So that's C60. That's how it works. That's the origin of it. All in a big fire hose bite.
I love it. Now, what matters the most in a product like C60, like Purity, Carryrol, Testin, and how can consumers avoid a low quality option?
Great question. It's very much a buyer beware market. And if you Google Carbon 60, you will find articles that say, don't take this product. It will hurt you. It's toxic. And those articles are true. That's based on two things. You need to make sure you're using ultra pure carbon 60 so that there's no other side chains off of those carbons because those side chains break off and you get side chain toxicity. The other one is solvents. When they use solvents in the processing of their carbon 60, there's residual solvents left in the product and you get solvent toxicity. So those articles are true. You can get toxicity if you're using a low quality product. Live Longer Labs products doesn't use any solvents in their processing and they use the ultra pure carbon 60. There's no carbon 59, there's no carbon 61. It's all carbon 60. Great question.
Now, also, what are the lead-in theories on how C60 supports cellular resilience and oxidative balance?
Well, It's all in the mechanism. It's all in scrounging those oxygen radicals, because those oxygen radicals aren't able to hit any cellular targets and create that inflammation. So the way inflammation works in the body is a little bit starts, and they call in the cavalry, if you will, and all these other cellular communicators make that inflammation reaction worse. It's actually a natural process. It's the way the body kills stuff that's not supposed to be there. It only gets problematic when the control of inflammation is lost and it goes awry. So having carbon 60 on board, you're going to squelch that natural inflammation reaction from getting out of control. And useful use of inflammation and inflammation out of control are two different things, and there's a delicate balance. It's just like the immune system, and the immune system never gets enough credit. As long as it's functioning well, everybody likes it, it's going right along. But when it gets out of off track or awry or amuck, that's when you get autoimmune diseases. That's when you get things like lupus. That's when you get things like rheumatoid arthritis, and your body starts attacking itself as something that's foreign. And I have a real radical theory as a scientist. Long time in the business, I think these autoimmune disorders, these neurological disorders, and especially cancer, I think it's all due to toxic exposure.
Oh, I agree.
And if you eliminate that toxic exposure, it gives your body a fighting chance to heal. It doesn't cure anything. That oxidative therapy doesn't cure anything. All it does is eliminate roadblocks. So your body can do what it's divinely designed to do, and that's heal. And in this day and age, with more and more stuff, the forever chemicals, the dioxins, the PFOAs, the PFAAs, the plasticizers, the endocrine disruptors, all of the stuff that is in our environment in low levels, there's a whole part of toxicology, it's called hormesis, that is dedicated to subtherapeutic exposure to chemicals and what it does. Problem is, the jury's still out. If you're exposed to a little bit of something for a long period of time, how does it change the physiology of the biology of the body? We don't know the answer to that question. You can take a sample of nearly any waterway in the United States, and you'll find pharmaceutical products in it. You'll find antibiotics, you'll find birth control pills, you'll find estrogen regulators. And this stuff is not designed to be removed from the water supply by the publicly owned treatment works. That's why you need a water filter. If finances are not a problem, install a reverse osmosis system in your house. If finances are the problem, at least get that zero water five-stage filter. And it's because it all contributes. Everything we're exposed to hits that bucket of cellular defenses. And that bucket of cellular defenses holds out as long as it can. And when it is depleted, let's say you're sick, you're run down, it's just like, gosh, you're on vacation, you're on a cruise ship, you're going 24/7, you're up all day going to shows, and then all night you're at the casino, and then that's when you're really drinking, and you have a Bloody Mary at breakfast just to feel better. And all of this just pounds your immune system. And then as soon as you let down, what happens? You get a cold. You get that sinus stuff that just hangs on for 2 weeks. And you're like, what's going on? You ran yourself down. You emptied, you depleted your cellular defenses. And it's that happens. And it's just in the cruise ships, in the airplanes, where you have high density human exposure. Not only are you exposed to the air you're breathing, you're exposed to the air everyone else is breathing. And you never know. It's never you, it's always somebody else that's giving you that crud. So you just got to make sure that you're the best aligned to fight what life hands you. And C60 is a great tool for that. And oxidative therapies are a great tool for that. Whether it's chlorine dioxide, which is my favorite, you can also do ozone. You can do pure hyperbaric oxygen. You can do hydrogen peroxide. There's all kinds of different ways. Just Google it, you'll find it. And I have a brand. I don't ever say it because the company really gets mad at me when I do. If you want to know what it is, send me an email, superiortoxicology.com.
I love it. I love it. Now, who should not consider C60? Any interactions, dosing, problems, or start to go low or go slow, or any kind of guidance you can give?
When someone gets on any of my products, I give them absolutely my fullest attention. I answer questions. If you're savvy on the website, you can find my cell phone that rides around in my pocket. I answer my phone every single time I can. If you leave me a voicemail, I'll get back to you. So, if you have individual conditions you want to ask me questions about, well, what if I'm pregnant? Yes, you can take it. What if I'm nursing? Yes, you can take it. What if I'm on A, B, and C pharmaceuticals? And I have never found any pharmaceutical that has interacted with carbon 60 to date. Not saying that that won't ever happen, but so
All right.
far, I haven't found any problematic issues. My best friend, the one that just actually spent a week out here, he, when he's taking carbon 60, doesn't have to take his blood pressure medicine. Imagine
Wow.
that. It's a natural alternative to a pharmaceutical product. And being in the industry 27 years, I'll tell you, drugs are not the answer. The pharmaceutical industry is not in the business of cures. They do not want anybody to be cured. They are interested in long-term customers.
Yes.
So they want those chronic conditions. And when they find a drug product, a chemical that
Yeah.
has a physiologic effect on the body, if there isn't a disease yet, they'll invent one and then market it on TV and convince you that you have it and that you need to ask your doctor about this new blockbuster drug. Then one day you wake up and you're on 12 drugs. Polypharmacy, I call that. I offer another service, Stacy, and it's called Dr. Joe for Hope. And you get online and you go, Dr. Joe, the number for Hope. And it brings you to a questionnaire to get your drug history. And if you fill that out, it's not free. If you're on five or less drugs, it's $150. If you're on six or more drugs, it's $250. It's nominal to make sure I don't get 1,000 of these. But I will give you questions and natural options to take back to your physician and challenge them as to why you're on all these drug products. Because we
Right.
see so many different specialists and doctors, and none of them know what the other one has done for you. And you wake
Yeah.
up one day and you're on all kinds of meds. You're on one med for something, and then you're on another med for the side effect of the first med, and then another med for the side effect of the second med. And
Right.
it's a slippery slope. It gets out of control. And people
Yeah.
say, how did I get on so many drugs? Well, if you want to get off of those, or at least get a strategy to manage reducing or eliminating or changing some of these drug products, I can certainly help with that. And there's evidence to suggest that, I mean, the widespread antidepressants that people are on, you get the same effect on your brain as antidepressant drugs if you go out and buy yourself a puppy. It's amazing, and with statins. Statins are not a cure-all. You got high cholesterol, and they say, well, we need to put you on a statin, or you're pre-high cholesterol. Well,
Yeah.
first and foremost, they never tell you that going on the statin may not do everything you need for your cholesterol, but it certainly can torch your liver and put you on a transplant list.
Yes.
It's in that small print that the lawyer is fast talking at the end of the, but
Yeah.
you can manage your cholesterol with lifestyle changes, diet and exercise. Guess what? That's nutrition and that's moving. And those help keep your bucket of defenses full. The
Yeah.
statin takes away from your bucket of defenses. See how this is a double-edged sword? And it's all related. It's all related with drugs, with food, with water, with air, and it's all tied together by chronic inflammation. You battle chronic inflammation and you're going to keep yourself on this rock for longer times. And if you're in the older stages of your life, you're going to keep yourself on this rock so you can irritate your children longer. Keep that in mind.
Love it. I love it. What are the most common benefits that you've heard? You've mentioned energy and recovery and focus. What's realistic versus not so realistic?
Everybody's different. And it depends on how toxic someone is as a starting point. Because obviously, you're going to get the low hanging fruit. And it's going to be your body's worst case scenario that is the ultimate target for the carbon 60. And lots of things can come into play and improve. And some people are of the school that you have to stop taking it and let things creep back in, and you say, oh, that's what that was doing. So it's going to be an exercise in listening to your body. So the better you are at listening to your body, then the more ability you're going to have to know what C60 is doing for you. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. The best practices for dosing, like, is it time in? Is it consistency?
Consistency. It's all about consistency. And, it's for years, my mom only took one or two a day. And I finally said, Mom, it's designed to take five a day. So now she's up to five a day and she's seeing these benefits. And it's just one of those things that it's the, I like to call it old person mentality. It's like, you give me a bottle of pills, I'm going to take one a day. That's what you're supposed to do. Well, right there on the side, it says take 5 to 10, or take five, 1 to 2 times a day. So I had my sister start with 10 a day. And look what it did for her. It got her off her pain meds. But it's all individual. It's all listening to the body. And that's where it comes in that you have my phone number. You can reach out and say, Dr. Joe, this is what I'm experiencing. What do you think? And I can give that individual question attention. I'm happy to do it.
I love that. Now, when it comes to, if someone already uses omega-3 and magnesium or creatine, how might C60 fit, or when should they simplify?
Well, the thing about that is every supplement has its original intention. And as you add something else, you have to listen to your body to see how that's coming into play. So every person is going to be tasked with saying, do I still need this? And if they can answer that question, great. If they need help answering that question, then that's where I come in. And it's hard to deal with the what ifs on a general basis, but know that you have the resource of sending me an email, sending me a text, giving me a call, and sending me the question, because that's I really my end game is helping people improve the quality of their life. And this is just being involved with this product peripherally. I'm not just I'm the guy that makes sure they aren't doing anything to seriously hurt anybody. But it's, I use it. My mom uses it. My sister uses it. My wife uses it. My son uses it. My son is, he's 24 years old. He's going into his senior year at Lake Forest College, and he's a hockey player. He's an ice hockey player. And I like to joke that he's the first newsman six generations where you can actually see abs on. And, he uses it, and he finds that as a highly tuned athlete, it helps him recover. He can do his hard workouts, and there's little to no aches and pains the next day. It's not the only thing he does. He also does the Normatec with the squeezing of the lactic acids, and he has a whole training staff at his disposal. But the C60 is a regimented part of his workout program and health and wellness program. So it's not just for the old fat guys like me, it's also for the finely tuned athletes. And it because everybody can benefit from getting in front of the inflammation in their life. And it just goes all the way back to that rat study. It's like if you use it from the beginning on a routine, regular basis, how long can we actually live? And that sometimes comes down to how long do you actually want to live?
I like that. Now, what's the biggest misconception about C60?
That every single product on the market is going to be of similar quality. It is a very buyer beware market, and you can hurt yourself if you get one of those lower quality products. And you have to be educated on the fact that that there are options that are not the best quality product to do. Watch out for purity of carbon 60. Watch out for solvents and processing, because you don't want either one of those situations, because that can create a compromise situation where it does more harm than good.
Now, marketing claims or product practices that make you say hard pass, what are some of them?
Anything that claims it's going to get you from your old fat 57-year-old body down to your 20-year-old fighting weight in a month. If it took you 3 decades to get as fat as you are when you look in the mirror, you're not going to have any solution that gets you back to your fighting weight in a month. It just doesn't exist. Science
Exactly.
is not like that. You can't walk through a black hole yet.
Yeah. That's what makes me so upset is that the marketing that they do on TV or on the internet, you know, that there's so many claims like that all over
The
the place.
GLP-1s. I mean, everybody says the Mounjaros and that kind of stuff. Oh, it's a weekly injection and it gives you a hormone that makes you not hungry and you stop eating and you decrease in size. Yeah, guess what? That's controlling what goes in this hole in your face. And if you
Yeah.
have strong 6 inches between your ears, you can do that without the GLP-1. There's side effects to the GLP-1. And it's not just bloating. There's other kinds of side effects that are very serious. And I encourage somebody before they start using those miracle cures, read the fine print, read the
Yeah.
package insert, find out what could possibly happen. Does that mean it's gonna? No. It's possible, and in some people it's probable, but you're playing Russian roulette. You never know how you are going to react to the drug that you're choosing to put in your body. Because when you
Right.
take a drug, you give it the opportunity to do what it's designed to do, but you also give it the opportunity to do everything else that they have seen that it does. And
Right.
remember, the most trustworthy pharmaceutical industry is very forthcoming in sharing all the adverse results. The last 5 years have shown us that not to be the case. They're
Yes.
more likely to hide those adverse effects until somebody catches them and then suffer the consequences. Being in the industry, I know for a fact that with every single drug sale, a portion of that is put aside for litigation.
Yes.
Why would you need to do that if your product is mostly helpful?
Exactly. I had a family member that was, you know, not feeling great, but they didn't have any problems with their kidneys, and they went, the doctor gave them a prescription. He took the prescription and his kidneys stopped functioning and he had to be put on dialysis. And that was because of the medication and the adverse effect that he got from that medication.
Oh my goodness. That's a
So,
litigation case right there, but you have to live long enough to fight it.
yeah, exactly. And that happens to a lot of people. That's why when you hear like 2 minutes of really quick, you know, side effects at the end of every commercial, you
Just
know,
can't
they get,
possibly comprehend.
yeah, which you can't comprehend for sure. Now, outside of the supplements, what are two or three daily behaviors that move the needle for most lifespan and health span?
Well, the best food advice I ever got was about 15 years ago, and lo and behold, it was from a lawyer. I was doing a deposition. This was the lawyer that hired me in a toxic exposure case, and we were out to lunch, and he just rattled off. He said, "You know, because if I'm a toxicologist and the dose makes the poison and everything in moderation," he says, "You know what I think about food? If you eat half and mostly plants, you're going to be okay." You know, that's exactly how he sounded. And, you know, I got to thinking about that and I'm like, he's absolutely right. If you eat half and mostly plants, you're going to be fine. Especially if you go out in the United States. I mean, you should order your dinner and a box right away because you can at least cut it in half. Sometimes you can cut off 2/3 and you still have a good sized portion for dinner. So if people were to follow that general easy rule of thumb, eat half and mostly plants, you're going to be.
That's
That's one
great
way to
advice.
boost your wellness on a regular basis. And then the other thing is whatever it is, you got to find a way to detach from the everyday stress. You got to stop producing cortisol. And you know, that's one of my worst things that I try to do on a daily basis because, you know, I ran a company. I was a CEO for about 7, 8 years of a think tank. It's actually where I met Max, the Live Longer Labs founder. But during that time, I probably put on 30, 35 pounds, and I can't shed that. and it changes your life.
It
And
does.
now I've gotten into learning about cortisol, learning about why it's so tenacious, why it sticks around, and what you got to do to get rid of it. And you got to increase your sleep. You got to maybe practice some meditation. You got to find some quiet time, detach, grounding works. It's all in your diet. It's all in hydration. And most importantly, it's in exercise.
Yes.
Exercise can help you dissipate cortisol. So, I got, we have a dog, and you know what they say, if your dog is fat, you probably don't get enough exercise. My dog is not fat. She gets a couple walks a day. She's a little labradoodle, and the comedian Bargatze that says these dogs are, they're like people, they're doodles.
It's
But
true.
pets, they enrich your life, and exercise, they help you dissipate your cortisol, and just baby steps towards improving your overall health and wellness. Shop the periphery of the grocery store. Eat raw whole foods. Stay away from the processed garbage that has had so many chemicals added to it in the last 50 years that it's not real food.
It's
And
true.
so if you watch what you eat, you watch what you drink, you watch your exercise, and it's really the four activities that help maintain your cellular defense mechanisms, and that helps your overall health and wellness.
Yes, it does. It does. Now, favorite, what, when it comes to like keeping your health, what favorite metrics like blood work, wearable data, subjectivity to energy, like how should you, a beginner, track their change responsibly?
A beginner. So I will take that as a 57-year-old fat guy that looks in the mirror and say, how do I get here? What you need to do is you need to start doing something. Whether that's stepping on a scale, that gives you a number. Okay, fine. But really what you can do is just start doing wall push-ups. Just do as many as you can in one setting, and then do that 4 or 5 times a day. Whenever you have a spare second, every time you get up from your desk, because the human is not designed to sit at a desk, stop and rip out 10 or 20 or 25 little wall push-ups and start doing body weight squats. Get up, sit down, get up, sit down, get up, sit down several times a day and track it. Put a little tick mark on your notepad every time you do that, because that forces accountability. If you don't track it, you won't do it. And then as you start to get more activity, it's not much, but as you start to get more activity, you'll realize, wow, my shoulders are stronger, my legs are stronger. And when that happens, then maybe you can start doing a little bit of core exercise. Get down on the floor with your dog and see how long you can do a plank. Those three things, the wall push-ups, the squats, and the planks. Within a week's time, you will notice that your pants aren't as tight. You'll notice that your shirts aren't as tight. And that is a tangible benefit to a beginner. I mean, the athletes are laughing at this advice, but to a beginner, the person that's peering in the mirror going, where did I get so fat? That's how you start. That is how you start. And then you look at your diet. If you're a three Coke a day person, try to get down to two. Try to get down to one. Increase your water. If you're a four Red Bull a day, reduce that. Water, water, water. Water is better than anything else that you can do. Try the sparkling water if you need to open a can and hear the fizz to get some mental stimulation. And then once you get off of those sugar drinks, if you go back and taste it again, you'll be surprised how sweet they are. And then, back off on your sweets. And then if you've backed off on your sweets for several days, eat a carrot and realize how sweet that is. Nature's bounty is designed to take care of the human body. The processed foods are designed to destroy the human body. And it's baby steps. It's once, don't change everything at once, because that just makes you miserable and a bear to be around, and it punishes your spouse. One thing at a time. One thing at a time.
I agree. Now, can you tell us a little about your services and your products?
Sure. My services are Dr. Joe for Hope. I will help you get a strategy to get off of those drug products. Dr. Joe, number 4 Hope, hit the website. happy to help. And my services are all in human exposure to things you're not supposed to be involved with. So I do a lot of expert witnesses. I work with attorneys, sometimes good, sometimes bad. And I've actually created a new niche in the fire industry. I've published a paper recently, it's coming out any day, on what happens in a smoked out house that didn't burn completely to the ground in these wildfires that we had in Colorado and in California and in Hawaii and all over the country. The moving back into a house that was completely smoked out is a very toxic environment. And that's what my paper deals with. The insurance industry does not know how to deal with that. If you think you're lucky because your house didn't burn down in a fire, you're mistaken. Because if your house burns down, it's easy to make the decision. You scrape and you restart. But if it just gets smoked out, then all it does is it fills your living area with toxins and carcinogens. And it's just highly, highly toxic, especially for the children who live there for the longest period of time. So I deal in that arena with helping people that are faced with that situation. And I deal, you know, I do all of the customer support for the Carbon 60 products. Anything that's physiologically based or medically based, I field those questions. And I help people with oxidative therapies to improve their lives and get rid of toxins that shouldn't be plaguing their body, stealing resources so that they can't achieve their optimum health and wellness. So all of that is wrapped up in superior toxicology and wellness. And you can reach me at superiortoxicology.com, and you can leave a note there, or you can find my cell phone number, send me a text, or even give me a call.
I love it. Now, if you had to, today's conversation and you wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what are some things you would like the listeners to walk away with today?
Hydration is key. Hydration is really the keystone to health and wellness. And it's hydration with good water. You need to make sure you're not drinking tap water. You need to make sure that you're not in bottled water that's been in the sun that's filled with microplastics. So, one thing is make sure you're drinking the best possible water you can. And if that's just running it through a carbon filter, so be it. If it's running it through a zero water filter, that's probably adequate. If finances aren't a problem, get yourself a reverse osmosis system.
That's wonderful. I thank you so much for coming on the show today. This has been amazing. I think it's great what you're doing. I think it's great that you brought this product, to the public's eye, because there is so much toxins. From the moment you wake up, the first breath you take, you're filling your body with toxins. And people don't realize how many toxins we consume in a day through so many of the things that we do. And toxins are the things that destroy our bodies. They leach onto our organs, they slow our bodies down, they cause many diseases and distress to the body. And there if you can change your lifestyle, you could add things to your life that will reduce and eliminate toxins from your body. It's an amazing difference how much you will feel health, the improvements in your body and all your sensory and all, just your clarity, your focus, your the everything, just does a whole 360. So I'm so glad you came on the show today to
That's a
educate
great
everybody.
summary, Stacey. Thanks for having me. I surely enjoyed it. And if there's questions on any topics, happy to field them or happy to come back.
Thank you so much. It's been great having you. Have a great day.
You too.